It's time for the main dish. This is where we break the tables. It is not a man's word, ladies and gentlemen. I want this to sound like we're having a debate. Because some people will still argue it out. It is not a man's word. And I'm saying this because I want us to scratch that stereotype. This stereotype is not helping us, because what it does is to reinforce the stereotype. I know that some women also believe, oh, we're tired, we're frustrated, we're hopeless because it's a man's word. We need to change that narrative. I love to say on my social media handles, all things right and beautiful, the Lord God made them all. He didn't make it just for men. If he did, we should have a separate planet for men and a separate one for women. He put us here so that every human being can maximize the potentials that the God that made you put in you. I'm a Christian, so I believe that God gave you something in you that you should put out. My guest is here. She was here yesterday. She's the chairperson of the International Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA, Badagry Branch, Adaku Mbama. Thank you for being here again.
Thank you very much.
Now, since we last spoke, our lawmakers sent jolts down our spines by knocking off most of the bills that would favor women. It wasn't just the knocking off for me. Then one of the lawmakers later saying, the women didn't push enough. Let them go. Protesting is their right. You know, the women protested after. Let them keep up the advocacy against next time. You follow the amendment of the Constitution. So as we now speak, according to what the lawmakers have done, a woman still does not have the right. She cannot confer Nigerian citizenship on her non-Nigerian spouse.
Her foreign husband. This is most absurd. Because last week, Tuesday, was, in fact, for some of us, one of the most challenging days of our lives. Mm. Not as human beings, but as special breeds of people called women. Because out of 68 legislations that were practically bills, that were practically debated upon, only five were sought to promote more opportunities for women in politics, governance, and the society at large. And the five of them were rejected. Thrown out. What else are we? In fact, I thought we had moved on from here. But for the fact that that a woman who is legally married to a foreign husband cannot, should not, will not, shall not confer Nigerian citizenship on her husband.
While the man can do that quite automatically.
Automatically. In fact, it's beggars believe that at this age and time, with civilization, with technological advancement, our legislators are this myopic.
When we speak about the legislators, in the total number of legislators that we have, 469, we have only 19 women. In both chambers, only 19 women, which means that 450 are men. So when it comes to voting, what voice will the women have? That's not all.
That was part of the what the women were pushing for,
yeah,
the bills, because we wanted about 35% of the political positions based on appointive posts to be for women, and they threw it out. They rejected it. Another one sought to actually have special seats for women in the national and state assemblies. Rejected. Because of this inequality we have in the National Assembly. Now, what voice, like you said, do we have if we're only 19?
19.
As against
450.
450.
450. 19. Now, that's not all. There was also a bill seeking to. So as of today, a woman is almost stateless in the manner of saying once you're married.
Indigenship.
Indigenship.
Indigenship. You have been. Once you're married, okay, will you be able to bear your husband's name, but you are not an indigene of that state,
of your husband's state,
or whatever, wherever he comes from.
Mm.
That means if Amina is married to Mr. Obi,
yeah,
she bears Mrs. Obi, but it's not an indigene of Anambra State.
Yeah.
So she can't contest elections in that state.
And if she goes back to where she's from, they also remind her that she's married.
They also tell her if Ada, who is from Imo State, is married to Kufri from Cross River State, she can't benefit from Cross River State. Then when she goes home to her brothers to say, look, I'm interested in this position, I want to vie for this, even as a councillor in the local government, they would remind her that her bride price was paid 3, 4, 6, 7, 10 years ago by Kufri, who is from Akwa Ibom.
So she should go to Akwa Ibom.
They would remind her that she's no more. She is no more an indigene of Imo State.
So where is she from?
She's floating.
She's floating.
Look, it is.
Most women are floating.
It is easier said than done. Because what they have just done, you say, yes, you should claim the indigenship of your birth, of where you are from. Then why should I tag that man's name to my name?
Yeah.
I have to have a right to a name.
Yeah.
So if I claim I am Mrs. Kufri, Mrs. Ada Kufri, if I claim so, then, or if I claim I'm Mrs. Emilia Kufri, then,
please move the phone back a bit,
then Kufri and his people should be able to accept me as their indigene and give me
all the rights.
All the rights as an indigene of wherever it is in Akwa Ibom.
But that's not what the law says
that
right
is
now.
Not
so
what
most women are floating.
I said it was
and
floating.
So when we're asking for what more women to contest for political office, some people will tell me, why are you asking for special seats for women or more seats for women? Let them go contest. It's not that simple.
Where is the platform?
Where is she going to contest? On what basis? On what basis? Where is she from?
Where is the platform? You have to have a foundation. If I can't campaign in my state, as it were, because they are saying you have to be an indigene of your birthplace.
Yeah,
my birthplace. Okay, my birthplace is, say, Kwara State, and I'm married to this man that is from Lagos State, so I can't contest in Kwara because they will tell me all the traditions and customary whatever for marriage was met by your Lagos husband. I come to Lagos State. I'm not an indigene of Lagos State.
So you're floating. Where are you going to contest from? Where are you from? How do you contest? It's not a man's word. But with these examples that we've seen with 450 male legislators versus 19 women, isn't this a man's word?
It is not a man's word. You know why?
Tell me.
Many women are not even aware of their rights. Many women have subjected themselves to be deprived of their very existence as human beings in the first place. When a man tells you can't walk, where is the gender parity?
Yeah.
Where is the equality? Where is the inclusion? Where, I mean, when he tells you, you are married, and this is my house.
You are mine.
You're mine. You're a chattel, as far as he's concerned.
Oh, dear.
And this starts from the home where these girls come from. I keep telling people, it starts from the home. If you had a father who was mistreating your mother,
yeah,
who subjected your mother to ridicule, to emotional and psychological trauma, to verbal abuse, to psychological abuse, to physical abuse, you'll be demented as a girl child. You will lack confidence in yourself. You will see yourself as that deprived second-class citizen which your father placed your mother in. My, it takes more than courage to stand up to these challenges these days.
Let me take some calls. The lines are buzzing. I disagree that it's a man's word. I know that a lot of baggages have been attached, you know, to this cultural perception that a man is either owned by her father or she's owned by her husband. In most times, a woman is not seen as a complete entity when she's standing on her own. She's had to either lean, she has to lean on a man before she's recognized as a full human being. Why can't a woman by herself choose a place where she's from? I mean, why can't I claim the state where I live?
You're a resident.
I'm resident. So if you ask more women to contest for elections, how do they do it? 0700-993-993-993. Appears a female line is up. 0146571190. Good morning, hello.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
It was good, thank you.
Greetings to your guest right there. Umimo, happiness for me, Kurudu. Honestly, I'm really pained. Eh? What did these people take us for? In fact, they don't see us as human beings. Eh? I thought at this time they've upgraded. It's so painful, and it's a shame on them that they don't regard women as human beings. Umimo, please, if those people call, just play music. Let's not pay their cost today.
And part of what we're demanding is 111 seats for women in the National Assembly.
Out of 469.
If they give us, if we get 111, next time we'll get 200 and something.
Yeah.
Then we keep, but they know, they are scared of us.
But why are they scared of women?
Because they know that if we come close to a quarter, we will move mountains there.
And you know, some of the mountains,
change the narrative.
Some of the mountains I would move would be issues about child brides, because issues that affect women and children.
The Child Rights Act says, simply states that a child is anybody less than the age of 18.
So why marry someone
and
who's
somebody
younger than
18? Who is less than 18 can't give consent
for marriage?
For marriage.
Let's take some more calls. My lines are on fire. We've broken tables this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Joy.
Welcome.
A very big thank you to your guest and the studio there. I like her analysis and how she's taking her time to analyze this bill that was thrown out. I didn't even know what the things contained in the bill that was thrown out. Imagine saying a woman is even floating. We don't have a place to stay if we have an inter-tribal marriage. Now, I want those male callers that do call and say, why should you give them a seat? Is it by selection? People like Mr. Frank, let him call him and come and start saying all those things he do say. Look at the problem women are actually having. Imagine in a state where you got married to, you actually don't even have a seat because you're not from that particular state.
Yeah.
Now, even your place where you are, where you're bettered, you can't even go there because they say your bride price has been paid.
Yeah.
So where does a woman even stand? That's why we say we need a legislation that will actually make a woman have a right to actually stand at a particular place
right. And
contest for an election. Thank you very much to your beautiful guest in the studio there.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Let's listen to some of the men. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, action lady.
Thank you for calling.
I'm not among those who are against the women. No.
Thank you very much for
I'm
that.
I'm not among. Well, you know you are invited, Alex.
Yes.
Like that madam said, they are afraid of the women. There's one Dr. Joy Emordi. You remember?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Interviewed this woman. Well, if you hear this woman talk, and I said to if this madam, we have six of them in that National Assembly, those guys will catch cold. They are afraid of them. Well, more today, I'm the head of my family. Something come out, they want to share. They said, no, those are our daughters. They are married. I said, no, they are our daughters. As far as I'm the head of the family, today, all those are our aunties that marry. Whatever we are sharing, we'll give to them. They are our daughters. Don't tell me because they are married, they are not part of us. No.
Right. So, thank
madam,
you.
Don't worry, we'll get there.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Remimo.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Yeah, this is Rita from Badori.
Yes.
Remimo, I am, as in, the thing is just getting me tired. In the sense that, right now, they are trying to close that women are floating. Are they trying to impose to us that we need to marry from the same place where we are coming from? So I think there's even a need for a bill to be passed. Let them identify where the woman should start from. If the woman is married and they believe the woman should be in the husband's place, so they should make a position whereby, since you are married, you can identify your husband's place, be able to contest as per election in your husband's
place. So that's part of the bills that was before them to amend, but they rejected it.
They rejected it because there are no more women over there. Since you are going for a man and we have about 400 men over there, they won't agree to it. Of course, so let them identify to us that as a woman, you belong to, whether you get married, you should go back to your father's house or you stay in your husband's house and be, because they can't tell us that we shouldn't marry from where we love our husbands from.
Yeah.
That is it. Are they telling us that we should not marry from any other places apart from where we come from? They can't tell us that. We have our own rights also. If they get married to us, if they want us to be in our husband's house, let them give us a position into our husband's house. Or if they want us to go back, that means I'll be married and going back to my husband's, my father's house to be somebody in my own fine. Please, they need to sit down and look about these two things together and find a position. They should make women floating on the air.
Thank you.
We don't
very
know where
much.
We're coming from.
It's so exasperating. It's tiring when you think about it. But I need to go on a break. I see my lines buzzing. You can also use Facebook. We're live there on YouTube. Leave me your comment rhythm when I return. Is it a man's word? I say no. It is not a man's word. It's a human being's word. And women have a say there. We're breaking further tables when we come back. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Stay here. Don't go away. But the people of that state threw back and say, no, you don't represent us. The what? You mean where she's currently at now? I think she's currently the Nigerian ambassador to Greece. Yeah, I think I follow her on social media. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Do you think that, before I return to the phones, do you think that a woman taking up her husband's name might be a way to raise? I mean, if the lawmakers don't pass it, this is going to the governor, to the president, right? The amendment of the constitution is also still going to the state assemblies, right? But maybe if women retain their parents' names, maybe it would be easier. Abby,
definitely, because if I am my name, okay, the constitution gives us a right to a name, because when you're a child, under the Child's Rights Act, a child is entitled to a name by right. Now, if your name is Mary Adams, Mary Adams of Adams family in Kogi, okay, and you marry from intertribal marriage, where you buy, You are from Kogi, and you marry a man from Oyo State.
Yeah.
Automatically, you're no more Mary Adams. You might become Mary Kayode, Mrs. Mary Kayode. Now, if you are Mrs. Mary Kayode, haven't you dropped that Adams? You have. So, I see no reason why you shouldn't, as a woman, have the right or entitlement of being an indigene of where you got married to, of the place of your marital status.
You see, I think that overall, though, what I would love to see, you know, at the end of the day, because men don't switch state of origin.
They don't switch their names. Because we're in a patriarchal society, society. But in places where we have, and we are patrilineal, in places where they are matrilineal, I think they still, The woman retains her father's name.
But you know, even if, let's think back to the olden Nigeria. I'm thinking our great grandparents. I don't believe that women took the names of their husbands. They just continued with their. If you are Amoke, you are Amoke. You know, the daughter of, the wife of. You are as both the wife of as you are the daughter of. But and men don't switch their names. They don't switch where they're from. They're not. I mean, you a Rather, woman has they, to go they, do a newspaper print.
They don't change their
They don't
names.
Change anything.
Because what we do here is change of name.
You have to do a newspaper publication. Your identity, your total identity as a human being.
Is stripped off you.
Everything you wear, if you married at 25, everything you wear before 25 is changed.
Let's even say from 18. Because marriage, the Charles Wright said that a child is somebody less than the age of 18. So from 18 years as an adult, when you give consent, when you're able to give consent to a man and he marries you, you are stripped of your entitlement, your name, your culture, your indigene, as it were. Because these men are that chauvinistic that they don't want you to still bear your father's, your maiden name.
It could be such a war, you know, when people raise these matters.
What
do you mean? You are
still names.
Even compound names.
When you're Mrs. Mary Adams Kayode,
it's a problem.
Femi Kayode will tell you, why should you retain Adams?
Have I not married you?
Have I not paid your bride price?
And it comes back again to the idea of I married you. Not we married each other.
I married you.
0700-993-993-993. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling. This is Table Talk. What's your name?
Yes. My name is Ikenna.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to contribute to this program.
Yeah, please go ahead. Please go on.
I want to first say that I must make my point very clear. I'm a supporter of women all the way. But I don't agree with the idea of these special seats for women in the national and state assemblies. And the reason is this. When we talk about special seats, we're talking about dedicated seats for women. I don't think that all goes well. Because at that point, every other person with one interest or the other will request for a special seat. Tomorrow, people who are crippled will come asking for special seats. Yeah. But
please
I want to make one point, and the point is that I don't know where anywhere in power asking for special is given to anybody. But I want to make one point, and okay. I'm an Igbo man. Okay. I don't know where, and I must tell you, Igbo is more informed given to anybody. It's their own time. I'm an Igbo man at the presidency. And I will say to my Igbo brothers, what is going to give you power because you feel is your tongue. You must push for it. You must press for it. And so am I telling women to be your tongue. If you want anything, you must press for it. Nobody is going to give it to you for free.
But don't you think that's precisely what women are asking for with these bills?
It's a continuous struggle.
The premise on which you say women should not expect it to be given to them. Nobody expects it. I mean, for instance, nobody is asking you to come pick me in my house and make me the governor. You're still going to contest. You're going to campaign. And get people's votes into those offices. However, like we've given examples, if a woman, for instance, if she doesn't even know where she's from, she's already disadvantaged. You know,
I agree. 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 I agree but I'm trying to look at my life as an individual. Me speaking with you, I have a challenge. But I wouldn't want anybody to give me anything based on my challenge. I believe whatever I get in life is what I struggled for. And it's not going to come, you know, just it's not going to follow my life. I need to struggle for it. Before I can get it. That's just the way life is wired. Everything in life is struggle.
All right, I hear you. I agree very partially. But let me speak with a caller. I'll be right back. Good morning. Hello. All right.
Okay. Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Well, it's unfortunate that this has happened the way it has. It is not unique to women in Nigeria. It is in national assembly. It is not unique. We have messed up in Nigeria. The worst. So it is in national assembly. The mandates that the people get to them, they are not protecting the worst. So
thank you very much.
Do whatever pleases the president and so on. It can be done. The women can give it back to them. And the only way is then, so on. By 2023, no women can be present National Assembly will be re-elected. Any party that is putting them is doing it at its own peril. National Assembly. Women should join that process now. Hashtag punish them at the polls. The members of the present National Assembly should not come back. Let us have new people have it on a clean slate. Women will also have a greater opportunity to contest.
Thank you.
Then we see if we can change things by 2023.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm on Facebook now. Grace Bombomedo, I hope that's the right way to say your name, says, I found this very strange. So if women are not important to them, it means they don't value their mothers. A woman is the foundation of them all. GDP tell Yemali, women too should remain single rather than getting married to a man. GDP tell Yemali, women too should remain again, it's a human being's right to decide if they want to get married or not. It's not your decision. And the decision to get married should not create a disadvantage for either a man or a woman. I hope you get the point. The point is not to then discriminate and say women should therefore not be a man. No, that's not the mathematical. You see, this your mathematical analogy is wrong. Yes.
We are liberty to decide what we want. You see, this your mathematical. You have the right to choose. Either to stay single or to tie the knot or get married.
Yeah, and if I get married, I shouldn't because of that be discriminated upon. Yeah. Biodo Maduku says, and if I get Maduka, this is what we should be listening to now is the way and manner women wish to take what is rightfully theirs. Nobody gives up power willingly. How do you force their hands? What have women in history done to overcome this prejudice? Yes, absolutely. And I mean, quite a number of women groups, and I've been asking the same questions about the strategy going forward. He asked a good question. I love to refer to Margaret Echo. She's one of my favorite of all time. I refer to what I like to call the Salt War. If you remember that historical, when women were not allowed to vote, what did she do? Because she had the economic power. She bought up the salt. And the men, when they started eating tasteless food at home, said, ah, why is there no salt? I don't talk the salt. Well, there's no salt because you won't let us vote. Is it to vote? Why is there no salt? I don't talk the salt. All right. Okay, let me take another one. Louis De Maria, Wamimo, please, how many women vote for their fellow women who contest for electoral positions? Also on the issue of marriage, the practice of bride price should be jettisoned so that the woman can confidently pick her stand and her parents can boldly claim her as their own. Why should they claim her? She's a full human being. Do your parents claim you? Stop claiming a human being. You see, you should, a woman shouldn't be claimed. Stop claiming a human being.
So why should somebody
claim you? Why should you claim that you're a piece of land? Who's claiming you? Because the bride price, I understand where he's going though. You know, the issue of the bride price, you know, that one is still a long-standing conversation. Because traditionally, the idea behind the bride price is we own her. Now we transfer ownership of her to you.
Idea behind the bride price is.
So do you also subscribe to the total, you know, eradication of the bride price.
Subscribe to the total, you know, eradication of the bride price.
Please move your mic a bit closer.
Customarily, yes, in most places is the bride price.
Move your mic a bit closer.
But can we move from that tag, bride price, can we remove the economic and monetary value placed
on the bride?
On the bride, she's not a chattel. She's not for sale. She's not a slave to be bought. You can only buy a chattel.
She's not for sale.
You can only buy something that is slave, either tangible or intangible chattel. You can't buy a human being.
That's trafficking.
That is right. That is my background in that word.
That's trafficking.
There's a tag. Going to the supermarket, there's a tag on this item. So when I pick the item, what's that item?
To the supermarket, mine. On this
women, so are we items to be bought?
That item? To the supermarket,
I mean, of course, in law, there's women. Something called an invitation to treat. Where in the supermarket, I mean, you see all sorts of goods and items, and you go pick invitation
and pay because there's a tag.
There's a price tag. I would suggest that instead of that price tag or that tag. I would suggest, could we have a situation that where the conversation will be that we exchange gifts where the conversation in love will be
here
that we exchange.
You give me this gift, I give you this gift, and that is the
in love
traditional marriage.
Yeah,
exchange of gifts,
I give you this gift.
It could be anything.
In love.
But once there is exchange of anything that has monetary significance
and is tied to the bride, there's a sale going on
automatically.
And it's tied to the you even hear men say to the women, there's a sale.
I paid your bride price.
I own you. I own your you dead and alive.
Even as a feeder man bride,
I own you. You're dead and alive.
I have heard a man, a husband, tell the wife categorically, I bought you.
I have heard a man
without my sin or mixing word.
Categorically, I bought
you. And that she ought to be submissive by force to him. I told him, come off it. Are we in the slave trade era? Said, madam,
I told him, come off it.
Are we in the slave trade era?
I pay for a head. I buy a
like head of ECAU.
Head of a tortoise.
Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Thank you for calling.
Please, let me just keep my name aside.
That's fine. Thank you for calling.
Of men feeling that they are more superior than women in all aspects.
Oh, my goodness. That's so unfortunate.
In fact, it's from their homes.
Please listen to the radio.
Oh my goodness.
Are you ready?
That's so unfortunate.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, please. Please put on the radio.
Concerning what is going on now, if they don't give us what we want,
yes, please.
We will bypass the election by 2023.
Thank you very much.
If no woman will vote, yes, no daughter will vote. Simple and short.
Thank you very much.
If they don't give us what we want, we bypass the election. Thank you, God bless you.
Thank you for calling in. Hello. One minute. Hello, are you there? Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Tatiana.
One minute.
Okay.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Hello.
I think the foundation.
Okay. Hello, are you there?
Yeah. The foundation.
Good morning.
Those men that you found there, I bought you, I paid your back price.
Okay, hello, are you there?
When the family of the wife took one for the back price of the phone, the back price, they asked him for everything I made. I won't say it's just a joke computer. Even me, as my wife, is too poor. I can't even say where this girl is from. I won't say it's just a joke computer. Even me, as my wife, is too
poor. The land is gone.
It's so confusing. It's so confusing. And another thing, women, too. Whenever a woman comes out, women should vote for women. Voting for men. When there's a woman women should vote for women. By so doing, at least most of those people, they have the majority of the house. By so doing, people, they are the majority in the house. They don't want any to fly on women.
I got you. Thank you very much. He says even himself, he can't say where his wife is from.
That means he has an intercultural
problem. Yeah, I get you.
It's a problem.
Thank you very much. It's a problem. Let me go on to Twitter. It's at Nigeria Info FM. Let's take a few comments. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Let me go on to Twitter. It's at Nigeria Info FM.
It's transactional.
Yes, ma'am.
It's like trade by butter.
Let me go on to Twitter.
There's a trade that went
transactional. Even the family of the bride will tell you, we put a lot in. It's like rearing a goat. Or when you go, we nurtured this goat.
It
was well fed, it's educated, an educated goat. You know, so even the family, you know, transacts. It's a lot of families. And that's changing in the Southwest, for instance. In most families, when they say we won't give you a pride, right? Maybe 5,000 naira. Most times they'll collect it and return it. It's just significant. But when you begin to say buy a piece of land, buy one big car, bring five bags of rice, you know, big, when you begin to say buy a piece of land, that's why the man will say, hey, I bought you. It was a bag. Good morning, hello. Sorry about that. Please call again. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Let's take one more. Hello. Sorry about that. Please call again. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Sorry about that. Let's take one more. Hello. Sorry about that. Please call again. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling. Man be the head of the family. That should be the first thing that should be scrapped. To you, man, the family comprises of a man and a woman.
That should be the first thing that should be
scrapped. So there should be this segment of the man is the head.
Yes.
There is a head, but there are two captains.
There should be this segment of
a man cannot work without a woman, and a woman cannot work without a man. Let me use myself as an example. If I'm outside
without a woman,
and my wife is reacting to something, she's talking, they keep saying, okay, talk to your wife now. Talk to your wife. And I'll say, my wife, she can't write to express herself now. Why are you telling me to talk to her? Ah, God, this one, you don't feel control your wife at all.
She can't write.
I've created that environment whereby Allah has to defend herself, because there's something I keep saying. If I'm not around tomorrow, I'm 100% certain my wife can take care of my family and defend my team anyway.
As it should be. As it should be.
If I'm not around, when my family comes around and they do something, my wife just shiver and say that family. No, I 100% come to my chest. My wife can defend my kids in my absence, and that's what I want.
Right.
I have a friend, he beats up his wife. I'll tell him, this thing you're doing is wrong. He'll tell me, why not ask her what she do first? I said, no, you don't need to ask her what
she do first.
It's actually wrong in the first place. And we almost had a fight last week.
You should report him. That, you know that's domestic violence. It's abuse, and he should be. There's a law against it. It's a crime. You see, what he's doing is a crime. It's not just him, you know, it's not just personal matter between himself and his. No, what he's doing is a crime. You see, what you've witnessed is like witnessing armed robbery and telling them, don't do it again. What you're witnessing is a crime.
You see, what you've witnessed is a crime.
And if you do not report it, if he kills that woman, you would have known about it.
What you're witnessing is a crime.
I know he's your friend and you don't want to tell on him, but I mean, if he kills
you, I already stopped him from coming to my house because I don't want to leave him.
Well, thank you very much. If you're not reporting him, then you're possibly harboring him, right? Jeremiah on Twitter, good morning, Wemima, the guest in the studio. This shows how Nigerian politicians have relegated the women folk, depriving them in the political space. Nigerian politicians are aware that women are better than them. Anyway, woman marries, she's a part of that place. Alfred Bashel, patriarchy is not a wish, but an institution. How can a woman who is a human being be a second-class citizen in her own country? Woman, Zadaku, please shatter this table so that no carpenter can repair it anymore. We're here for real. That's why we're here. My phone lines are on fire and my time is totally running away. Let's put in one more call in 30 seconds. Good morning, hello.
My phone lines are on fire.
Yes, can you speak very quickly, please?
Let's put in one more call in 30 seconds.
Okay, my time's almost up, so please speak.
Yes, can you speak very quickly, please?
It happened to my husband right now.
Okay, my time's almost up, so please speak.
Somebody that was earning 200 and something.
and the husband was earning 70,000. I'm telling my sister that he has to stop working.
He must be a comedian.
I
must be a comedian.
And at the end of the day, you could even yesterday, me and the man fight. Tell him, I don't send you. My sister will not work his work. Either you send him packing of your house, send that man fight. Or up to now, my sister will not work his work.
Thank you very much. Maybe next we'll talk about a man sending a woman packing. That thing, I don't. Thank you very much. Absolutely. We have conversations coming up at 8 a.m. tomorrow. But my time is really out now. Don't worry. We have more time to break tables tomorrow at 8. And then next week, Monday at 9, we'll continue. It's been a delight doing this with you. Thank you very much. Please, the feeder is online, right? Do you have a phone number they can call in 10 seconds? Thank you very much. Please, the feeder is online, right? Do you have a phone number they can call in 10 seconds? Thank you very much. If you didn't get it, go and check the Facebook live feed and play it back and get the number. I need to go. The news is coming up at 10, and then the tech heads will be here to bring you the next round of conversations. Sunnyside is at 12, Hard Facts at 3. My name is Wemi Mo Adewi. Have a great rest of the day. It's not a man's word. It's our word together.
It's a woman's word.
We're there here together. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you.
Happy Wednesday.
It's our word together. And guess what? You can get land as a gift for yourself and for that special someone with amazing 10% discount from your favorite real estate company. Introducing Vines Realty. Vines Realty has properties in the fastest developing areas in Lagos State, Ibadan. This property is appreciated with 300% within the space of 6 to 12 months. Properties ranging from 1 million naira to 10 million naira only. You can also spread payments across 24 months. Enjoy 10% discount on all her estates and win lots of amazing prizes from a luxurious spa day treatment to an all-expense-paid trip in a 5-star hotel. Visit our website at www.vibesrealtyng.com. All her social media handles are at vibesrealtyng. Hurry now! Offers valid till the end of 28th of February 2022. So call 0700-400-0300. Visit us at Suite 4 Second Floor Dominion Plaza off Iwefa Bus Stop Lekki, Lagos. Think land, think vines. 4 Second Floor Dominion Plaza.